I'm Mark Bayshore. Yesterday, the last patient known to have Ebola in the United States was released from a New York City hospital. Dr. Craig Spencer was infected with the virus while working in Guinea with the group Doctors Without Borders. His case contrasts with that of Casey Hickox, the nurse from Maine, who recently fought legal efforts to have her movements restricted following a stint in West Africa treating Ebola patients. While there are no cases of Ebola in mid-Michigan, the issue is causing a negative social ripple effect. In recent weeks, there have been at least two cases of apparent mistreatment and bullying of Somali refugees in Lansing. One involves medical professionals, the other taunting at school. We have three guests joining us today to help us learn more. Judy Harris is Director of Refugee Services at St. Vincent Catholic Charities in Lansing. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
Also, Abdallah Mukoma is the president of the Lansing Somali Bantu Organization. Abdallah, welcome.
Thank you.
And Linda Vale is the public health officer for the Ingham County Health Department. Welcome back, Linda. Some context first. St. Vincent's is aware of these situations, Judy, because of your work with Lansing and mid-Michigan area refugees. How many African refugees does St. Vincent Catholic Charities currently help in the Lansing area?
Well, we resettle about 600 refugees every year, and they come from all different countries. So I would say Africans would maybe be half of that, so maybe about 300 Africans a year. That would include Somalis, Congolese, Ethiopians, Eritreans.
Do you resettle refugees from the countries that are affected by the Ebola outbreak?
No.
Liberia, Sierra Leone?
No, not at all.
And for a little bit more context, we'll point out that the distance between Mogadishu, Somalia, and Monrovia, Liberia, where Ebola has been known to exist, is greater than the distance between New York City and Anchorage, Alaska. Wrap your mind around that for just a second. Judy, what can you tell us about these incidents that we refer to? What has happened?
Well, this was mostly a couple of weeks ago. We had a couple of incidents, and they all seemed to happen in a couple of days of each other. One of them was we had a group of clients go into an urgent care, and one of the clients, and these were people from Somalia, and one person had chronic headaches, and he'd had them all his life. And the family went in. They were immediately taken back into a back room. Everybody suited up into plastic gowns, and everybody was had to wear a mask, including our staff who had been helping them. They did an examination, and then they let them go and asked them to go out the back door. Mm. So we thought that was interesting because we'd never had that situation before. And we'd said that the folks had come from Somalia, which is in East Africa.
Mm-hmm. Linda, as a health professional present here this morning, what do you make of that response?
Well, you know, we have seen in the health profession and in you know, our world of public health, a lot of reaction and sometimes probably overreaction to what's going on with regard to the Ebola virus and perhaps, you know, not asking all the questions that need to be asked in order to properly screen before we start reacting. You know, not to point fingers or cause, you know, create fault to anyone, but, you know, it's been a situation that's caused a lot of fear. And, you know, we just as health professionals need to make sure that we keep that in check as well and that we ask all the appropriate screening questions before we start to do things that aren't necessarily appropriate for a given situation. So
now in the aftermath of that incident, though, do either of you think that would that unfold today as it did a few weeks ago?
It seems to have improved since then. And we've recently had other situations where we had an EMT recently, for example, who was taking care of somebody who had some interesting symptoms. And he asked, you know, where are they from? Where have they been? Where have they traveled? Have they traveled anywhere else internationally in the last couple of weeks? And we said no. And that seemed very appropriate.
Abdallah, you're aware of this incident on at school here. Tell us about that.
Yes, I am aware of the incident at school. A family of 9 people when they came here recently, and when they came here, actually, I visit the family, and when I visit the family, I heard that they had a problem, and I visit, I ask the problem. So when I look to the problem regarding what they do, it's like a mistreating at school. A neighbor from the family had a problem with them, calling them, "You have Ebola." And that situation, they went with it at school. When they went with it at school, they tried to have a problem with the family. Then also what the school did there, instead of giving the family that called this family, they have Ebola, they try to keep the other children for the family from Somalia, they keep them home at the same time. So that had make me not feel good regarding what they did, but the family got not Ebola. And all it's not like a family coming from West Africa. This family, they're coming from East Africa. Not everywhere in Africa had Ebola. So when I looked at the family is still not feeling the way they were called. They have Ebola.
Hmm. Do you think this happened how long ago?
Just recently, 2 weeks ago. It started like in 3 weeks, but 2 weeks they sent the family, the kids home, not to go to school.
Is this being discussed in the school setting that you're aware of?
Yes, they discussed it, but the school setting, they didn't take care of the problem that is going on with the family.
Okay. How did they not address the problem that's going on?
Yeah,
it needs more attention in your view.
Yes. They didn't address the problem because when they heard these issues about calling Ebola to the family, I think one of our clients, Mahmoud Sharif and the family, they went to school. They have a meeting. But that meeting didn't solve the problem. It's still the kids who are calling the family, they have Ebola, continue, and also it has existing until they start fighting. They fight with the kids. Mm. They told them, "You have Ebola." And after they fighting, what the school did is they send the family who got the problem. They give them suspending. Also, they keep the children, the kids who have been calling, "You have Ebola,"
the
at home.
The kids doing the taunting.
Yeah. They okay. keep them at home, or both of them. So that is now going to make sense to it, because this is kind of discrimination. Even the fight will still exist if both families stay home.
Tell us, can you tell us what school this took place at?
This school is Sexton High School.
Sexton, okay. Judy, St. Vincent Catholic Charities is part of a larger partnership in the Lansing area called the Immigrant and Refugee Resource Collaborative. Tell us a little bit about that group.
So the Immigrant and Refugee Resource Collaborative, we're a group of people who serve refugees from around the community. It's the public library, it's the health department, it's the school district, it's the Refugee Development Center, several different organizations, and some of the ethnic community-based organizations. And we meet every month on a Monday and talk about how to better serve the community.
Are any of your partner organizations getting similar reports like what we've heard here?
Not that I've heard of so far.
Okay. Linda, you were here on this program about 3 weeks ago talking about Ebola preparedness. Can you revisit this with our listeners? How are health professionals in this region being trained to respond if Ebola is ever found here?
Well, the preparedness has been ongoing for years over emerging infectious diseases. Routes of transmission really is how you prepare and get around that. So that you're prepared for anything as it emerges. As the Ebola situation came about, the CDC has been issuing guidelines, interim guidelines, updating guidelines, so that we're constantly basically refining that and being ready for that. Our hospitals are ready, our EMS providers are ready, our health department is ready. We're all, you know, really adequately prepared for the situation. And I'll just add that in fairness to our health professionals, we have been dealing with a situation that has been very evolving. And I don't mean to criticize anybody by saying that health professionals may have overreacted. you know, people are being cautious, and they just need to make sure that we're asking the appropriate questions to say, you know, could this potentially be an Ebola case or not? And travel to one of the three countries in West Africa is just key to that.
Mm-hmm. Michigan nurses, who are members of the Michigan Nurses Association, are demanding a state standard for all Michigan hospitals and are calling for a meeting with Governor Snyder to discuss this. Are they right? Is a tighter state standard necessary for frontline health workers?
Well, you know, the standard is really set by the CDC. I think that, you know, we need to follow our, you know, our national guidelines and public health officials. They're really very, very, you know, in tune to the situation, working with the World Health Organization, and very knowledgeable about exactly what needs to be done. So I think, you know, in my mind, following CDC guidelines is a very appropriate step.
I'll point out also that the MNA, the Michigan Nurses Association, will hold a press conference today about this near the governor's office in the Romney building. They will discuss state standard language relating to a collective bargaining contract that they recently negotiated with the U of M health system. Are you going to continue to be vigilant, both of you, Abdallah and Judy? Are you going to continue to, has this raised your level of vigilance regarding the treatment of Africans in Lansing and confusion over Ebola?
Yes, and we're definitely educating people as much as possible about who's coming, where they're coming from, and that they're people and that they need to be served compassionately.
Abdallah, anything to add to that?
Yeah, it's the same thing. We do the same thing. We ask them, the kids also, how they related or how they work at school with the kids who are new. Now we ask them, okay, do you ever sit with someone who comes from Africa, West Africa especially? Because sometimes, you know, I don't get more information from Judy that we have new arrival, though we ask the kids if they see any new arrival from West Africa. They explain to us, and we do explain about the Ebola, where it's going right now.
Mm. Very good. Abdallah Makoma is president of the Lansing Somali Bantu Organization. He's been joined today by Linda Vale, public health officer for the Ingham County Health Department. Judy Harris is director of refugee services at St. Vincent Catholic Charities in Lansing. Thank you, one and all.
Thank you.
Thank you.